Reunited and it feels so good. Wow, vocals. I'm excited to be back covering The Masked Singer episode 5 and 6, but I'm also sad that Raven Simone was kicked off. We'll be talking about that and more. Make sure you guys stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, guys. Welcome, welcome to The Masked Singer After Show. I'm so excited about being back. It's been a long 2 weeks. It's been way too long. All right, I'm your host, Sean Tierra, and I have with me my lovely co-host. It's Miss Shay Jones. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
I am completely obsessed with the show.
Yo, same. I cannot wait to get into it. Okay, so real quick, we're going to go ahead and break down episode 5, break down episode 6. We're going to do, we have this little fun segment called the Twitter Frontrunners, basically who people think are underneath the mask, or everybody that's left. Obviously not Raven, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm still upset. That actually hurt my...
Seriously.
But granted, like, that was an amazing, like, five groups of people. Like,
right,
one,
right.
But somebody had to go.
Seriously. All right, so we're going to also talk about news and gossip. Got some... What else we got? All right, let's just jump right into it. I'm literally, like, excited. Okay, so we're going to break down episode 5. So let's just start off with who got kicked off.
The penguin.
All right, bye, Sherry. But we knew, right?
I legit wrote that down, and only because I heard her singing. It kind of reminded me, in a way, of Mr. Iglesias. In a way, she like in her character way, she would perform. Sometimes I'm like,
right.
Okay, I've heard this voice.
Yeah,
I can get. Especially like, I'm all about that bass. I can get with it. I can run with it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Sherry Shepherd, I legit wrote that down, like, before they even went to the judges' guesses.
Yeah. No, seriously, I think. I mean, who did they say? They said, okay, Wanda Sykes. I'm like,
they said Wanda Sykes, Nicole Breyer from Nailed It.
And Star Jones. Yeah.
And so, they didn't actually add her into the actual thoughts. They're like,
right.
It can't be Sherry Shepherd, so we're just going to move on.
Right. But it ended up being Sherry Shepherd. I'm so glad that she... I'm not going to say I knew it was her because I didn't know, but... I'm not surprised. Sherry Shepherd, I love her. She's fun and she's cute and she was getting it.
I legit could think of Sherry Shepherd twerking.
Yeah.
That is something I believe she would do.
Yeah.
So when you now get the reveal and you're just like, yes, I can picture it in my mind that this was you this entire time.
Right.
This is something you do. Like, if I'm gonna go home tonight, I'm gonna show up and show out.
Right. No, seriously. I love y'all in the chat, by the way. You guys are so lit in here. I just love it. Selena just said, now they can stop guessing Sherry Shepherd for everything.
Shanice
girl, child, you is right. You is so right.
Shanice said, new girl, who dis?
Right. Shanice also said, I called it week one. I knew it was Sherry. You guys are right. I'm sad to see her go. But we still got Rockweiler. Was there? So Rockweiler, the clues... I don't know. I feel like the clues are just getting worse by the week because I had to, like, literally go back and write down that the clues for the Rockweiler was Friday Night Lights, Super Bowl ring. But on tonight's episode, there was an I Want It That Way reference.
So the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. And I'm like, I know I ain't no Backstreet Boy. And which...
It could have been. It was a Nick NSYNC person last season. You never know.
That, you know what? That's true. Well, okay. See, I grew up listening to the Backstreet Boys, and it does not sound like anyone from the Backstreet Boys to me. But, you know... Let me know what you guys think. The tonight's clues was also like Angel, like kind of like a boy band. So I was also like, I don't know. But they said that they thought it was Pat Mahone, Brian Littrell, and Kevin Jonas.
Never will I ever see that as Kevin. But that's just me.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes I just let the judges go.
Yeah. Miriam said that she's crushed on the Rottweiler. He's so cute.
I mean, eight abs, you know, would do that to a woman.
Abs, yeah.
You see abs and a woman's mind just goes insane.
Crazy. Abs on fleek. All right, so let's say, okay, so Ladybug. Ladybug, again, I had to write down the stuff from last time for them because I got soap opera, family drama. Ladybug gave me somebody that was a little older.
Okay.
So, but then there was a best host. There was something saying that, like, referencing the best host.
Yeah, there was a trophy that said best host.
Right,
and that
trophy.
Completely threw me.
Yeah. But I also felt like that for the Ladybug, the slang that she was using was a little young for me. So, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong. But they were saying they could be Paris Jackson, Ashley Simpson, or Lindsay Lohan. That's what the judges were saying.
Okay. Is it only because of the way I'm thinking of some people, what some people say, we're going to do in our Twitter Twitter find for the special segment later, so I'll save
those. Okay. Yeah. Well, the chat's saying, well, Shanice said that the ladybug is definitely Kelly Osbourne. You know what, Shanice? You know, you're pretty accurate, so I'm going to go ahead and I'll probably agree with you. Because yeah. Your guesses are pretty good. Ladybug, I have no clue who it could be. I don't know. I just don't reckon. I don't know that voice.
I feel like I've heard it, and that's what, insane. For me, sometimes it's like, it upsets me. I feel like they've sang before, but not enough. And especially you're doing Lizzo, you're doing something a little right. out of your wheelhouse, shall you say, like Flower.
Yeah.
So it also throws off your voice in a way, yeah. because you're trying to merge your voice into this new form.
Exactly.
So that makes it a little bit more unrecognizable.
And it's crazy, because I know Kelly Osbourne's voice, I just don't know her singing voice.
I've heard her sing like once. That's why yeah. I feel like, okay, I can roll with this.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Everybody's saying that. Yeah. Miss Wright 91, Miriam Joseph. All right. So moving on to the tree.
Love the tree.
Love the tree. Tree got some sass.
She got some soul.
Tree can play the piano. Who would have thought? Interesting. All right, so the clues that we got were like TV show, cooking, first live performance.
But then, so for me, what throws me off about the tree is all the Christmas stuff.
Right.
It throws me off. Because what I want to say is for the tree, sometimes I'll say maybe Patti LaBelle, especially after you just did Think by Aretha Franklin. Then I take it, I take a step back and take a breath and I hear it again. And I'm just, yeah. because you said Elf. Mm-hmm. And Christmas movies, then I think, Zooey Deschanel. Like they
yeah,
like
they said, yeah.
And I'm like, because she can sing, and I'm super excited for Trolls too, by the way.
Yeah.
If she's in it, I don't know. But I'm really excited for Trolls too.
I just love the costume. The costume I love it. It's so just
I love so the twerking in the
yeah.
that motion.
Yeah.
And like only the bottom one moved. I thought that was amazing.
Seriously. So cute. Okay, so let's see. What are they saying? Miriam, I was like, Ladybug, feel your movement like Go Girl. Miss Wright 91 said, I agree. The voice isn't distinctive enough. Just going off the clues on this one. Yeah, I mean, this one's...
Even Selena says the tree's the hardest to guess.
Yeah, the tree's hard. I'm not really sure. They said Zooey Deschanel, so... but they also said Rachel Ray, too. So, I mean, I don't know.
I think it's the cooking things that are really... throwing us off. So either yeah. you actually are a cook,
right,
and you've made a career of acting and cooking mm-hmm. and singing, but I also feel like maybe that was also maybe something your character did
right
for a Christmas movie. And then I'm just question mark my life when it comes to the tree,
girl. I don't know, that one's hard.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the flower. Flower is so cute.
Flower is life to everything.
Yeah, at first the skates was a little weird. The face was a little weird for me.
I love the face. I'm just weird. Then I'm gonna be real honest with people watching. I am a weird individual. Things that people find weird, I love. So yeah. Just let me get that out. Jump.
But I think overall, the flower is very. It's like, oh, it's a flower.
I love the intricate detail from like the mass until the flower, sure. And then the. This person has curves.
Oh, for sure.
Like, the entire costume of it doesn't hide it. Mm-hmm. It even amplifies it. And I'm just like, yes, live your curves, live your best life, and yeah. keep pushing.
Yeah, I agree with that. The clues were also a little interesting, though, for the flower. Because it said no voice lesson. Yes. There was also the France flag. And then also, before, I wrote down legends. So I'm thinking somebody legendary. The cooking, the craft, even the What's Love Got to Do With It reference.
Which is... Okay, so just in case, I know people are saying a lot that it's Patti LaBelle, and I can definitely see why.
Right.
The only reason I think Patti LaBelle is a tree is because of the Aretha Franklin.
Right.
And she's also another queen of soul, so that will actually be a nice, ironic moment for the tree to have. But yeah. for the flower, Tina Turner actually does live in France.
Mm-hmm.
She was married for 13, 14 years yeah. to Ike Turner at the time, and now she's finally with somebody after being with him for 27 years.
Yeah, but the I think it's like the birthday reference for Patti LaBelle, though.
I feel... I know. That's what got me, too. Because as soon as I said that, I was like, okay. Or it could just be something to throw us off. Only because the way the song that they did was definitely out of something I've never heard. Tina or Patti, right. even Chaka Khan.
Yeah.
As people were thinking of. So for you to do that and still in a way hide your voice at the same time.
Yeah.
That is a skill. And the only reason I always also thought it was Tina Turner was because she might have grown up in the choir, but that was it. She always had a natural talent for singing.
Yeah.
She never had a coach.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, it's like I grew up listening to Patti LaBelle because my grandma loves Patti LaBelle. So mm-hmm. she knew I didn't recognize her voice. She's like, what, girl, what? But it's also like when you have some of them singing these songs that just doesn't really fit, you know, what, like who they are, it confuses me. So I'm just like, wait. It throws me off a bit. So now I'm wondering, okay, I'm questioning myself. Like, okay, who is this? I'm like, okay, it sounds like her, but this song makes me think it may not be. So,
and these clues are contradiction, right? Are contradicting what we think.
Yeah, let's see. Selena said 524, Patty's birthday, May 24th. So that's what I was saying with the birthday reference.
Friends fly for Lady Marmalade.
Shani said definitely Patti LaBelle. All right, you guys, yeah, okay. I guess we'll have to wait and find out. That's why I said Patty ain't trying to hide that voice. Patty's very talented. That's her. That ain't no Tina.
Okay, so yeah, let's just, like, we got two queens that we think about. Let's really show some respect on their names. I just want to throw that in there before I try to disrespect them.
I know, like, y'all, forgive us. I swear I know Patty's voice. It's
no,
like,
but seriously, we do. However,
with these songs that they're picking, it's like,
yes.
Forgive us, y'all.
Because like when you
amateurs,
like, it's okay? Like when you think you know, but then they do something, throw a wrench in your mind,
right, girl? All right,
we trying here, guys.
We trying. Okay, so let's move on to the Fox. The Fox. I love the Fox.
I love the swagger. I love the swag.
Girl.
That swag is life. It's the steampunk of it all.
Yeah,
I feel like that's obviously something also different than the actual person probably underneath that mask would wear.
Mm-hmm.
But wears it very well.
Yeah, I don't know. The clues are, bullied. I even saw them Shazam.
It was Shazam and Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Which is, threw me completely sideways for that one.
Right.
I was like, okay, so are we talking about, like, Shazam from back in the 90s?
Like, Shaquille O'Neal Shazam?
I mean, because that's, like, we got two different sides of the coins for this one.
Right, right.
And then you say Fast and Furious, obviously, I think of Tyrese.
Yeah. I don't know, because the clues from before were, you know, different genres, two lives, superhero versus himself. So I try to think about all that when I really make my decision on who I think is underneath the mask for the Fox.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're saying Jamie Foxx, Neo. I'm like,
And the only reason...
And I thought I heard Jamie. Like, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, I thought I did for, I think, on the chorus.
It was the chorus.
Yeah.
And you're just like...
I was like, no, that's not Jamie. And I was like, wait a minute. Is it?
Yeah.
What y'all think? Wait.
For me...
That Fox is Wayne Brady. Everybody
think it's Wayne Brady. And though I can understand why, I just don't hear Wayne Brady. Granted, maybe I should hear Wayne Brady songs, like, off the Masked Singer, obviously, and just listen to him sing one more time so I can get the tone of it.
See, but I've been avoiding doing that because I really wanted to be fair to myself while I'm watching. I've really been trying to really guess instead... Like, we're stealing some answers from Shanice. Just kidding. But no, I've really been trying to... Because at first, I didn't want to go and Google and be like, let me hear such and such sing. I'm like, no, let me try to really think on who I think it is. Based off these clues. That. And then if I heard their voice, I'd still probably... Actually, you know what? It doesn't matter. I'd still be thrown off because of the song that they're singing and the clues.
The clues for me is the baby fox. Or the fox child. And the only reason I could say Tyrese is because he is a new father.
Mm-hmm.
In bedtime stories, like, obviously Jamie Foxx kids are a little groaner, but Tyrese is a new father in the sense that he does still do bedtime stories with his kids, most likely, when he's not filming, especially.
That's true.
So for me, that I feel like that also could be something to tip our hats in a totally different way. Guys, we could be wrong. These are our guesses.
We're probably wrong. I'm just going to just say that right now. I mean, everybody in the chat saying Wayne Brady, so, you know...
I would love to just be right, just to prove the chat wrong. Right. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh my gosh,
that'd be dope though to be right and the chat was wrong in the sense.
Oh, Miriam said go with the range. Shanice said Tyrese got two kids though. Wayne got one. See, she be gathering us. Okay. All right, girl. Okay, so this wraps up episode 5. I'm just curious though, who is your favorite? Costume and performance. It can be the same, but I just want to know who's your favorite.
Oh, that's not fair. I like going... favorite costume?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna go with Steampunk Fox.
The Fox.
I think that is just super lit. Yeah. It's like maybe the vintage style of steampunk and also the modern swag that the Fox carries himself with that I love.
Yeah.
As for favorite, just mask in and of itself, yeah. Flower.
Flower. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I would say the Fox. The Fox is, I love the Fox. Just so, just, you know. But the Rockwilder and them, that six pack child.
Like, they're just like painted on. Right. Like, I love it though.
Such a girl.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a mess. Six pack, that's all I take. All right, so moving on to episode 6. All right, let's talk about who got kicked off. You know what? Let's just back up real quick. How do you guys put all these this lovely group? Episode 6 had like the best.
Best vocalist.
Right. I mean, you got Black Widow, you got Thingamajig, Butterfly, Leopard, Flamingo. I mean, come on. That was hard.
That was hard.
And Black Widow got sent home. Raven Simone.
Yeah. If you're a Cheetah Girls fan, or you even a Cosby Show, been watching her since she was rapping at 12, you've known this voice.
Yeah.
Since you were little. Yeah. And you've grown up with it. There's no way to mistake a voice like that.
I agree with that, yeah. I love Raven Simone. Even after she got, you know, her mask was, you know, taken off and she was supposed to be singing and this girl's doing a kick and a punch and a dropping it low, a little twerk.
A samurai.
No, I love Raven Simone. I mean, she just, I always have. I feel like that she just has so much personality. I was, you know, obsessed with her when I was younger. She was like one of my favorites. Yeah. And I used to watch That's So Raven, too. So I grew up, I grew up on watching, listening to Raven Simone.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I'm super happy that That's So Raven is going to be added to Disney Plus. You can see all the seasons without any commercials or ads, guys. It's going to be awesome. And I actually was wondering if, what did I say?
Yo, Selena is killed. She said Justice for Black Widow. Yo, can we make that a hashtag? Justice for Black Widow. Yes. Because she was robbed.
But no, okay, but then like, okay, so we've already stated so like how episode 6 had the most amazing singers in the episode. Somebody was gonna go home, and though I am sad it's Black Widow, I did not want to see the. I actually would have been okay with the Leopard, maybe.
Right, the Leopard.
I would have been down for the Leopard. But Thingamajig, keep my Thingamajig around. Right, keep my Flamingo.
With this group, I would have liked to see the Leopard go. I mean, granted, I like everyone in this group, which is why I get why it was so hard. But I mean, come on, Black Widow, and she crippled and still out there doing the thing.
She crippled.
Come on now.
I love the fact that Anthony Anderson, because she's been on Blackish. She played his sister.
Right.
And she's like, I texted you. Could at least text me back.
Yo, those judges are funny.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Yeah. So, let's jump right into it. Okay, so, I love a Justice for Raven thing. We're gonna literally, that's gonna be a thing.
That should be a hashtag.
Justice for Raven. I'm gonna tweet all the judges.
But I was gonna wonder how she's gonna still do The Masked Singer when she's just about to go back for season 4 of Raven's Home. Cause she also executive produces that
gotcha,
too.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, I was actually wondering how that was gonna fit into her schedule too. Mm-hmm. To actually do the show and still go into season 4 where you can like produce. And you're, like, involved in every aspect of the show.
Right. Well, she would have made it happen.
Sure.
She's Raven. All right, so moving on to Thingamajig. Thingamajig, I love this. Going back to the swag, I love the swag of the Thingamajig. You know, the clues are singing's the first love, magic comes from within. Granted, these are clues from way back when. Tonight was put on a good show.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. Montel Jordan reference. This is how we do it. Okay, let me stop because I cannot sing, but I like to pretend like I can by adding that extra at the end.
The extra riff. Oh. The run. You like to add an extra run?
I do. Okay, let me bring it back. All right, so the judges think it's Dennis Rodman, Montel Jordan, or Ronnie DeVoe. I mean, Ronnie DeVoe?
No.
No, that's a hard no.
First of all, Ronnie's not tall enough to be in the Thingamajig costume.
I don't know, child, but the Thingamajig.
Second of all, Montel Jordan is actually 6'8".
Yeah.
That Thingamajig is 7 feet tall. I'm assuming it counts for the head part, right. Which makes it 7 feet tall. So if that's the case, I can just really assume it's Montel Jordan.
You could, yeah.
But I love the Temptations, and I love the Virgin, so I'm happy.
Right. Let's see. Chat saying, okay, Matt Singer, okay.
Victor... Oh, Depot?
Yeah, that's what we were saying before. Nicole and Thingamajig sitting in the tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I would first actually love if they go on a date, like, after, though, the Massinger, like, just, like, for the fans, go on a date.
Yeah.
Because no. She's been obsessing over the Thingamajig for weeks.
And he dedicated this song to her. Mm-hmm. Nicole-a-Majig.
I love he said that, too.
Yeah.
He gave them their own ship name.
I mean, it's Shoot Your Shot all 2019, so...
Especially come 2020, yeah, you want to make sure every shot is shot this year.
Yeah, no, seriously. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have been saying Victor, so, I mean, that's a pretty good guess. I'm surprised the judges didn't say that, but Dennis, Montel, Ronnie, I didn't really get that.
No, never.
So, like I said, he's smooth. I love a thingamajig. Butterfly? Butterfly! I love the butterfly.
Okay, so we have very different opinions on who the butterfly is. I just want to get that.
Okay, hold on. Okay, let's talk about these clues. So tonight there was a choir, and honestly, forget the clues. We know who the butterfly is, and y'all put me on. But now I am convinced because last week when I went back and we played the episodes, mm-hmm. It is Michelle Williams. It sounds like her. Everything with the choir, all these church references, even before comeback, household name, girl group. That is Michelle.
But the thing that throws me off are the British references. And that's why, like, though I can agree when I hear, I'm like, okay, Michelle Williams. And then I say, oh, it could also be Leona Lewis, because then there was the whole... like poster-ish, I said Brit Award, Brit Artist wins something, rises up. And I think of Britain and British singers. Obviously, it's not a Spice Girl. I wish it was, but it ain't.
But I don't think that it necessarily means that that's a British singer. It could be somebody who maybe lived in Britain for a certain amount of time. And I believe Michelle Williams did, courtesy of the chat. Thank y'all. So, yeah. So, I don't...
Though I will admit that it definitely does sound like Michelle Williams. I am also not going to be upset, however, if it ends up being Leona Lewis.
To me, it doesn't sound like Leona. Because I missed her voice. Yeah, Leona, she has a very beautiful voice. I love Leona Lewis, but I'm sorry. I just don't think she's it.
I feel like there was something in that clue package that when she mentioned one of her old songs, it's killing me that I can't remember.
Yeah. So, Selena is... Selena's saying that Michelle Williams, finally, they said it. Girl, I said it for you. And she also said that Michelle Williams did Broadway in London and lived there. So, yeah, okay. I remember them saying that before. Let's see. Joseph, Michelle Williams, Miss Right 91. There's only one one opinion, and it's the right one. Well, you said it, girl. So, all right. Looks like it's... Oh, yeah, Michelle was in London because
That's
of
not
work.
How opinions work. What do I do?
It's only a right one. With this show, yeah, that's kind of how it works. Okay, so moving on to the leopard, the pose reference.
All the cameras doing the special reveal. Obviously, pose, you got the camera slashing. You got to make sure you're camera ready every time something's slashing at you.
Mm-hmm. And people are saying, you know, Billy Porter, Seal... I don't get this Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry
and Bobby Brown. Tyler Perry just built a brand new studio. He ain't got time.
300 acres. He ain't got time to come over here to L.A. to sing for you. He's running his own company.
First of all,
can't nobody fire him but him. So at that point.
Tyler Perry is booked and busy. He is not doing the Masked Singer, although I wish he was.
That would be super entertaining. Yeah. I would actually love it, but he ain't doing it.
He ain't doing it. Yeah. All right. Selena, Seal.
Phil R.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying Selena's saying Seal. But I don't know. I saw a lot of people saying Billy Porter.
I can definitely see Billy Porter. It's the way, you know, he said pose, and there's a couple other phrases. And there's just, even with a mask on, there is a way Billy Porter holds himself.
Yeah.
It legit is a pose. It's a poise. I think we should all try to, like, invoke it for ourselves, mm-hmm. to have that kind of air, like, aura about ourselves that he does.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like the leopard so much. That's why I think it's really whatever. That's me.
I guess I have to wait and find out.
I know. I'll wait for predictions on that one. Go ahead.
Right. But again, I do love the leopard, though. Like I said, this was a really great, great group. Mm-hmm. And even though I said I want to see them go, it just... Come on, if I had to pick one, Black Widow.
I keep my Cheetah Girls together for at least a while.
Cheetah Girl. Okay, let me stop singing. All right, so Flamingo. I kind of feel like I don't want to go through the clues, but I will very quickly because I already know who that is.
Yeah.
Being on stage. Tonight was being on stage, was biggest fear. There was also a Spanish reference.
Mira.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then before it was like people were saying beauty, fashion, new beginnings, the whole not a singer thing. And I mean, come on, I know that I was definitely in denial. I was like, this is no Adrienne Bailon. Because again, I was going off of the clues and the song she was singing. I just didn't know.
But the clues didn't tell you she was a cheater girl?
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I feel judged right now.
I'm not judging. I'm asking a question though.
Look, I mean, no, because the clues were like beauty, fashion, new beginnings, not a singer. And when I look at Adrienne Bailon, I think of her as a singer. But the chat gathered me together, all the way together. So,
but I mean, there was in her clue package. There was even something she said. She chose the flamingo, because it was a different type of animal than she was used to versus like for cheetah,
right,
which is like the fastest. And then in this package, she it's something she's always talked about on the reel. That's why she didn't sing for many years, because she actually kind of feared singing. The first time she sang on the reel was like 2 years in, and it was a Selena song.
Yeah, she has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah,
Adrienne Bailon, girl, you can sing. You better use them vocals, because let's say people like myself would be trying. Wish we could sing like that. I wish I could sing.
I wish I could do her high C the way she does. I'm not going to try. Like, I legit still remember how she did it on G2. I'm just like, man, I can kind of do it, but it's not in the same higher frequency it needs to be.
Yeah,
but my high C is okay though. You know, it's cool. But you know, let's just say her marriage name though, because she loves doing it. Adrienne Bailon Holton.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's say
that's a mer woman right there.
Yeah. She mer now.
She mer now. The last clue was also that she's a triple threat, and I believe that she definitely is. She can sing. She can act. She does it all. I love Adrienne Bailon. I'm such a huge fan.
Selena in the chat says Selena gonna get justice for a black widow.
Oh yes, Selena girl. No, seriously.
Oh my gosh, I love it. It all counts, by the way.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Okay. All right, yeah.
That animal might have a special place for her.
Shanice even said, we still got a cheetah girl left. Yes.
True, yes.
We do. Cheetah girl. Okay, no more singing.
Oh, Choo Choo and Bubbles forever. Justice for Black Widow, still not over it.
Yo.
We love Choo Choo and Bubbles.
No, seriously. Okay, so who is your favorite costume singer? You guys can let us know in the chat what you guys think as well. You guys can be a part of this conversation, of course.
Costume?
Yes, costume and costume and performance for this second group.
Leopard, just because I love the renaissance of it all. I think it's amazing, because at first you couldn't tell if it was a guy or a girl, and I love the neutralness of it, but still coming off real. Mm-hmm. When it comes to performer, I want to choose two. I want to choose Thingamajig and Flamingo, because I love The Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
And that Never Enough song always makes me cry.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful movement of a statement. But I just love Thingamajig's voice.
Yeah. Well, my favorite costume, of course, is the butterfly. It will always be the butterfly, because the butterfly is just beautiful. She just sparkles. I love it. Favorite performance, though? Definitely Thingamajig.
Yeah.
He swag.
I'm a big Temptations fan too, so the fact that you can pull off "I Ain't Too Proud to Beg," baby, yo,
like that was beautiful, loved it. All right, let's see. What are we talking about? Kristen, she does have a beautiful voice. Girl, I was about to cry when Raven Simone left.
She has always said she hated her voice, which is true from Shanice.
That's crazy to me, but I get it, you know. It's such a beautiful voice.
It was
because
the way when she was with 3LW for a second, then when she went to Cheetah Girls with Keely, like, Keely would just make fun of her and, like, almost bully her in a way, in the sense of for her being too short and all this other stuff. And, I mean, obviously she talked about that over the years. Now, we didn't know it back then when they were doing
it.
But I think that's also what kind of fed into her insecurities.
Yeah. And she talked about that, too, I believe.
Yeah.
So...
Well, more like they just don't talk, but
yeah,
her and Sabrina do though, so we're good. So three out of four cheetahs talk to each other,
right? So Miriam is saying the fox got the moves and that voice, and Leopard is showing that pride. Love it. Joseph said, I like the butterfly costume, and the flamingo was the best singer.
Miss Right 91 likes the Leopard's costume, but Flamingo's performance.
Mm-hmm.
And Seal's costume is the best. She still loves Seal.
Oh, how she said Seal.
Seals. Right.
Yes, Seals. All right. All right. So that about wraps it up for this episode. Let's see. Do you have a message for our viewers?
I do, guys. I have such an incredible message for you. So we just want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in with us here at AfterBuzz TV week after week, from our reality show and competitions to our dramas and comedies. But to continue to do what we do here, we're going to need your help. So if you're watching us right now on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and hit that thumbs up. Or if you're listening to us right now on iTunes, give us 5 stars, because this show is amazing and we totally deserve 5-star ratings.
We do. We don't accept anything less than that.
We don't. The 1 through 4 were broken by King John's wrong answers, okay?
Yeah, basically.
It was King John wrong. Just, I still love that joke. That was really, actually, I give Robin props for that one. That was a really funny joke. Also, so we just want to say thank you so much again for making AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you so much for that message. Okay, so we're going to get into our next segment. It's our special segment where we talk about the Twitter front runners.
Yes.
For all of these celebrities under the
mask. That are still here.
Yes. That are still here, of course.
So, Rottweiler, we have Chris Daughtry. That was everybody was just saying Chris Daughtry. Like, they didn't want to hear nothing the judges had to say.
Really?
Yeah, they really think it's Chris Daughtry, and somebody had the most amazing, like, he broke it down. Mm. He said, like, the kale was a reference to him being vegan. The dog, the Pete was a reference to his dad. Like, they went in on the why it was a thing. So I was like, okay, I can rock with you.
Right.
Ladybug, Kelly Osbourne.
Okay.
Was a big one. Tree, however, we had a little bit of difference. We had Jennifer Nettles, which I love. Marie Osborne, Elvira, and a lot of people were thinking Cameron Candace Bure, because she's been in so many Hallmark movies.
Yeah.
Christmas movies, especially.
Right, right, right.
And obviously, there's a lot of Christmas themes, and Candace does cook, so it could be that.
Could be.
For the Fox, everybody's saying either Wayne Brady, somebody actually mentioned Tyrese, and Jamie Foxx. Butterfly. Okay. Obviously, Michelle Williams, but somebody also threw out Kiki Palmer. And the only reason I can actually float with that is because she did do the movie Joyful Noise.
So okay.
That's the only I can rock with that, legit, because you did a movie with the same title. Okay. For Thingamajig, I have Victor Oladipo, yep. Montel Jordan, The Leopard, Billy Porter, Seal, and Flamingo, obviously, Adrian Belon. And The Flower. There were just so many people just like, if you don't understand how you cannot hear Patti LaBelle after he listened to her 3 times.
Yo, people are going to drag us for this.
People, no, seriously. I just would love it once he turned. I'm not going to lie. Just to say, I was right. And I said it here first on the Masked Singer After Show.
Girl. Yeah.
I'm not going to say it can't be Patti LaBelle, because that voice
It could very well be.
I'm not going to say it's not, but I also would be happy with Tina Turner. Or even Chaka Khan, just because the body types of all those women they're curvy, and they're feeling themselves, and they're very mature and legends in this industry.
Absolutely.
So.
I don't know. I don't know. I think a lot of these guesses are really great. What's the chat saying?
Oh my god, sorry. Shanice Sweet Smile says, drink every time Ken guesses someone wrong. We be drunk AF. Which is so true.
No, seriously.
What do you say, Bjorn? Bjork.
Oh my god, Bjork. For which, wait, which one was that? For a flower.
For a flower. Yeah. Bjork. I'm just gonna say it again.
I mean, even with the penguin, he was saying it was Wanda Sykes, and he really thought it was Wanda Sykes, and just like, nah.
Nah, babe. I mean.
Nice try, though.
I mean, it was a nice thought that Wanda could want to do the show.
Right.
But it ain't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. There's that.
No. All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our other segment, News and Gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
I got a lot for y'all today. Happy birthday, Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, happy birthday.
Okay, so it was November 1st. She turned 47 years young. Ayo. Wow, she's beautiful. All right, so happy birthday to her.
I'm loving the whole Christina Aguilera, like, ponytail happening.
Yeah, I found that picture online. I'm like, wow, she's really working it.
She's killing the game.
Killing it. She looks great. Next, we got Ken. I thought this was really, really funny. So, Ken was talking about how... Well, first of all, I found out that The Masked Singer is the number one show in Korea. Didn't know that. And so, Ken was saying that his mother said that this would... That doing this show would be good for his career. So, he did the show for her. Yeah. And I love my mama. So, shout out to my mama. I love her. So, anything my mom want me to do, I'm all for it. So...
I would... Think about the idea of what my mom would want. And if it's something I also would want, then I would do it. I love my mom to death. However, sometimes, and I do trust her judgment, but sometimes I have to just say, no, that ain't for me.
Yeah, that's a no for me, dog.
However, we're super happy he did the show.
No, seriously. See, mom always right. So, that's how.
Mama can know to be wrong. But
I ain't going to say that on lies. I ain't saying it. I'm not doing it.
Look, legit. I'm telling everybody here. I will tell you, like, I tell it to her face. So, can nobody say she ain't lying around here? I am choosing to put her face and on the internet, okay?
Right. Okay, so moving on, we got Robin Thicke. All right, so Robin Thicke is going on tour. I only saw about 8 concerts, and I saw tickets for about $60 to
$130. That's actually kind of cheap. So.
That's not too bad. He's not going everywhere, obviously, with 8 shows. But I did see that he's going to be in Los Angeles. He's actually going to have Fantasia there, which I love me some Fantasia. And that's on December 6th. So if you guys go to Ticketmaster, you guys can get tickets to see Robin Thicke, if you guys care. Also, which I hope you do, because I love Robin Thicke. All right, so moving on to... well, this is also Robin Thicke. So Robin Thicke... and I'm sorry, Jonathan, I may not have this. Okay, I sent you the... Okay, great. So, Robin Thicke plays this game that Billboard has called Fishing for Answers. And so, I learned a couple things about him that I want to let you guys know. So, Robin Thicke's dream contestant for The Masked Singer is Will Smith. That's so funny because that's mine too. Twins. And his role model is Jay-Z. Hove. Yeah, okay, yeah. All right, and his first concert was Jackson 5. He said that that's the first concert he went to when he was 5 years old. He doesn't even remember a thing because he slept through the entire concert. I would have loved to see the Jackson 5 live. That would have been lit. And then his favorite emerging artist is her. So, look.
Well, she did win a Grammy from an EP.
Seriously.
That they thought was an album. So, like, come on. She's killing it.
No, she's just ridiculously talented. It doesn't even make sense. She's so talented. Love her. Okay, so last but not least, Nicole Scherzinger, she had posted that her cousin, John Boy, passed away on Sunday, October 26th, around 3 a.m. after a hit and run in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And she was asking with any information to come forward. I definitely want to just... That's sad. I can't even imagine. But I want to just send love, send condolences to you, Nicole. And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, can't imagine. So that's all the news and gossip that I have.
Yep.
All right.
We're done.
We are done. I'm literally dragging this out because I'm not ready to go.
Okay, that's it. Like, hey, that's right.
We do got a little bit of time, and I know we started late. Shanice always be calling us out, so let's just check out the chat just for a little bit. I want to see what you guys are saying. Miriam, happy birthday. Okay, Ken. She said Ken's always trying to be funny. What else is going on?
Also, it was Ken had actually also done the Korean version of the shows, and we should go check it out.
Oh, who said that?
It's in here, sorry. Unless they deleted it and I didn't see it.
Oh, okay.
I just saw it. I read it. So.
It was Miss Right 91.
Oh, it's right.
Oh,
okay,
yeah, it's right there. Miss Right 91. Thank you. Okay. And then, let's see. Amit's joined in, 12:30, said Hat Raven as the Black Widow from the beginning. There's no disguising her voice. She's part of my childhood. Great. I can't argue with you there. Selena said, can we even record new music? I'd be here for that.
Yeah.
And I think everybody's agreeing with that. Let's see. Oh, Shanice, I can't say that. This Jay-Z reference, I can't say that, girl. Okay. Let's see.
It's crazy how Robin Thicke looks and sounds just like his dad, Alan.
I was reading that one, yeah. Okay. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
I had to think about it for a second, but yeah, he definitely does.
Love Robin Thicke. Okay. So, let's see. Should we get into some predictions?
Yes.
We can go through who we think
will be eliminated next week.
Yes. Well,
or revealed.
We usually don't do predictions for the show because I'm so obsessed with you guys and I don't want to leave ever. We're going to talk about who we think is... We're going to take our final decision on who we think is underneath the mask for everyone that's left.
Okay.
So, even if y'all disagree with us, we're going to stick with our answers. At least I am. All right. So, Rockweiler.
I'm going to go with Chris Daughtry. I trust the fans. What about you?
I'm going to go ahead and agree with you because... Okay, I'm terrible. But I literally have no clue who it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's hard for me. I mean, there's only really two that's hard for me, but that's one of them. So, I second that. Let's see. Ladybug.
I'm going to go with Kelly Osbourne.
Kelly Osbourne, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with that answer.
Yeah, I'll stick with that, too. I'm terrible, y'all. I'm so bad. The tree. Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, I was going to say Zooey Deschanel. Or I can actually see Jennifer Nettles, though, too.
Okay.
I've heard her sing. I could legit go with that.
Okay. We gotta stick with these. Stick with them. Okay. And then Flower. Dang, y'all about to kill me.
I know. Well, I already know what people say about me, so I'm okay. I have to, like, say a final.
I mean, yeah, but it could be two.
Okay, so either Patti LaBelle or Tina Turner, and I'm happy.
Look, I agree with you 100%. Yo, I'm sorry, y'all, but I gotta say, look.
I'm sorry.
Because for a second, it sounded like, Tina, I'm sorry.
It really does.
It really does.
I think because we haven't heard her sing in a while, I think this would have been a fun way for her to just say, hey, I'm still here, I'm still, right. And my voice is still killing,
yeah,
type vibe.
But either way, we have a legend on part of the show, so look, I'd be happy with either one.
Let's just hope she can make it to the top three and win this time. Because you did Gladys Knight wrong.
Right, seriously. Okay, so not Jamie. The Fox.
Jamie Fox is the Fox.
Okay, so the Fox. Who you think?
Jamie Fox? I'm definitely probably wrong, but that's fine. I might change it next week to Wayne Brady. We won't know.
Honestly, I'm probably going to change mine, too. Okay. I'm going to go with Jamie Foxx, too.
Okay, I'm down.
All right, that's it. Look, I circled it. That's it. Okay, so thingamajig.
Montel Jordan.
I'm going to say...
Only because I don't know who Victor is.
So we were talking about this before, me and Raylan. So, yeah, I mean, she mentioned it was Victor. I think it's Victor as well, only because of the clues, the swat. Yeah, I'm going to go with Victor.
Okay.
All right. And so we got a couple more. All right, Butterfly.
Either Michelle Williams or Leona Lewis, and I'm sticking to my story.
I'm so mad at you.
I know she is, so I still said it.
But you know what? I'm better.
At least I said Michelle Williams first.
It's true. Okay, so Michelle Williams is definitely my pick. Definitely my pick. Okay. And then Leopard. I'm going to say Seal.
I'm going to say Billy Porter.
Okay. And then last but not least, Flamingo.
That's no guess. Adrian Belon Houghton.
Can't forget that Murray name.
I love saying it. It's just right. So much fun, though.
I know it is. Okay, guys, we definitely have to wrap up and get out of here. But it has been so much fun. Thank you guys so much in the chat. You guys are the absolute best. Shay, where can they find you on social media?
You guys can find me at Real Shay Jones on Twitter and Instagram. I'm doing Stumptown After Show tonight at 9 p.m., and we might just have a special guest for you. And I'm your new host for the Disney News Weekly on Popcorn Talk.
Wow, I love that. Okay.
Thank you.
You guys can find me on Thursday's Evil After Show at 9 p.m. and Monday's All Rise After Show at 8 p.m. And, of course, here on The Masked Singer. And you guys can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Tierra. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.